This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Good evening. A vigil is underway in Alameda tonight to mark 3 years since Mario Gonzalez died in police custody. It is being held at Scout Park, where Gonzalez took his last breaths. And it comes just one day after DA Pamela Price announced involuntary manslaughter charges against the three officers involved. The previous DA had cleared them all of wrongdoing. Tonight, we hear from Mario's mother for the first time since the stunning turn of events.
Nobody can give my son back at all. My son, he already gone. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, like, my son, you know, like, is not here no more. But I'm here. I'm still, you know, fighting for him.
Our doll Lynn takes us through the case and how it gives hope for other families touched by police violence.
Family and friends are holding a vigil to remember Mario Gonzalez. This is the location where officers try to arrest him, and this is where he died. This is the police chest cam video of the Mario Gonzalez encounter. The previous district attorney and a few independent investigations have previously cleared the officers of any wrongdoing. DA Pamela Price would not say if there's any new evidence. Her office charged the three officers with involuntary manslaughter right before the third anniversary of the death and a day before the statute of limitations was set to expire. The officers are Eric McKinley, Cameron Leahy, and James Fisher. Officer Fisher now works for the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office.
We're trying to rebuild trust in a system that has not always been fair to folks, particularly in Alameda County.
On April 19, 2021, officers caught up with Gonzalez in a theft investigation. He was apparently incoherent. After talking with him for 9 minutes, the officers decided to detain him. Officers say he resisted, so they took him down to the ground where an officer placed a knee on his back. After struggling for 5 minutes, Gonzalez stopped breathing. Supporters of the Gonzalez family say the criminal charges are welcome news.
True justice would have been our loved ones never been stolen. And we see here, you know, the process is civil settlement first, and then if we're lucky, we will get criminal charges.
Amanda Mahayim Blanco works for Courage, a youth restorative justice nonprofit. Her brother, Eric Salgado, was also killed by law enforcement. Those officers were never charged. She's been working with Gonzalez's mother to plan this evening's vigil.
Seeing this with Mario's family does give me a beam of light.
A lawyer who represents Officer Leahy says this is all politics, as DA Price is facing a recall. In a statement, Allison Barry Wilkinson says the officer's actions while taking Mr. Gonzalez into custody were reasonable, necessary, and lawful.
What the public should know is that I am walled off from the case. I will not be participating and have not participated.
DA Price says she had no influence on the case. Her team made the decision. And her supporters say it's about holding everyone accountable.
She ran her campaign on police accountability. I don't think this was really planned out. I don't think it's fake.
Attorney Michael Raines represents two of the officers. He did not respond back for a comment.
The Alameda Police Chief released this statement about the charges, saying they conducted their own independent investigation into the matter and agrees with the previous DA's findings that none of the officers committed any criminal or policy misconduct. That he stands behind those findings, adding the department will cooperate fully with the DA's office and is committed to serving our community with integrity and transparency. Since taking office, DA Pamela Price reopened investigations into seven other police shootings and in-custody deaths. All right, now to Oakland, where a three-car crash ended with one car just slamming right into a furniture store. In fact, take a look at the video here. It shows the scene. The silver car hit the side of the building. The impact so strong it damaged the infrastructure. All of this happening just before 1:30 on International Boulevard and 22nd Avenue. No one was inside the store at the time of the crash. No word on any injuries or what caused the crash. Well, the crash comes less than 2 weeks after the city announced that it would be adding speed bumps to International Boulevard. This after numerous complaints about speeding and dangerous driving. San Francisco Mayor London Breed is trying to persuade Macy's to stay in San Francisco. Earlier this year, Macy's announced it would be shutting down its Union Square location next year. The mayor recently sent a letter to Macy's CEO laying out planned improvements for the downtown area. She also said she's willing to work with the retailer to help keep its doors open. And San Francisco's shopping district may be seeing a small resurgence. The Chronicle reporting that three new stores are actually opening up in the San Francisco Center, not far from Union Square. Recently, the mall lost a number of stores, including Nordstrom, Hollister, and others. No word yet on what retailers, that is, will be taking over these empty spaces. On to the San Francisco Zoo. It is preparing for pandas. Mayor London Breed made this announcement today, and Ann Makovic is here with what we know about the VIP arrivals, cute VIPs.
Yes, very important. Pandas. Yes. And I have to be clear, none of the pandas that you see in our video today for this report are actually the pandas that the zoo are going
to
be receiving.
Good to clarify.
We don't know who they are yet, but Mayor Breed posted a message from her trip to Beijing announcing an agreement with the Wildlife Conservation Association of China.
We have some cute, cuddly, black and white beauties coming to our city.
No timeline there. She says it depends on when a panda enclosure will be ready at the zoo. Planning has begun, and engineers from the Beijing Zoo traveled to the city to meet with the zoo engineers this week. In the 1980s, the zoo temporarily hosted pandas from China as part of a global tour. But this is going to be the first official lease agreement for pandas to live at the San Francisco Zoo. And guests we spoke with at the zoo are pumped.
It's an opportunity for everyone to see something different. You know, obviously, the animals that we see, it's pretty exciting, but seeing something different, it just, you know, it gives us another reason to make another trip.
Yeah, we're excited. I think it'll bring more people out here, and the zoo needs some help, so.
Yeah, it does. This announcement comes on the same week as a bombshell investigation by the Chronicle outlining a grizzly bear accidentally let out of her cage, one of several incidents in recent years in which the report says employee safety or animal welfare at the San Francisco Zoo was compromised. Today, the zoo did not want to go on camera to do an interview with us, even to discuss the pandas. Well, China often uses its giant pandas as a way to build better relations with other countries. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. sent its two pandas back to China in November. And while we don't know how the pandas are going to be transported here to San Francisco, this footage gives us an idea. There are only about 2,000 giant pandas left in the entire world, Julia.
They are so cute. I just thought if they do come, we need to have a live panda cam.
We do.
And anytime we should just do a panda countdown. We should lead our stories with pandas.
I mean, it's a win for ratings.
It gives us a big smile when we say that one. All right. Thank you. Police have made two arrests in connection with a deadly shooting and robbery attempt that took place in Pleasant Hill last month. And police say the victim, Peter Popovich, was targeted while making deliveries to cannabis distributors. A shootout followed, leading to the death of Popovich and one of the gunmen. Other assailants fled. Pleasant Hill police say that investigators located the two suspects in Sacramento. San Francisco police seized more than 13 pounds of drugs that included fentanyl, cocaine, and meth. They also confiscated several guns and arrested 13 people. The one-day sweep targeted United Nations Plaza and the public library. So this comes less than 2 weeks after San Francisco librarians held a one-day rally in front of the main library. They said they were getting increasingly worried about their safety and wanted more security after a growing number of volatile situations fueled by the drug and homeless crisis. All right, North Bay drivers, take note. In less than 2 hours, there's going to be a major road work project happening. It's going to shut down westbound Highway 37 between Vallejo and Sears Point. The closure will actually run through the weekend all the way to early Monday morning. Then work crews will return and do the same thing next weekend. That will be followed up with two more weekend shutdowns, but in the eastbound direction. So 4 weekends in all, Caltrans says the shutdowns are to make way for pavement repairs. Tesla issuing another recall. It affects all Cybertrucks made between November and April, so nearly 4,000 in all. National highway officials say that the vehicles have a faulty gas pedal that can actually get stuck and raise the risk of a crash. This comes just months after Tesla recalled nearly its entire fleet of vehicles because the font size on its instrument panel was deemed too small by regulators. If you are a Swiftie, you're probably busy today listening to and analyzing Taylor Swift's newest album.
I hate it here, so I will go to secret gardens in my mind.
She dropped the Tortured Poets Department overnight. Then a few hours later, she released another 15 tracks. And as expected, she dropped plenty of Easter eggs. San Francisco bars are now capitalizing on the release. And tomorrow night in the Marina, there's actually a Taylor Swift pub crawl with 14 participating bars. They're going to have drink specials, karaoke, even a friendship craft area. Thanks so much for watching us. The news continues at 8 on PIX Plus or 44 Cable 12. We'll see you right back here at 11 o'clock.